themselves sometimes.
But you see, he couldn't get out. He's been
sitting there,
and he's got these books that he's putting in old things, old buildings, all over Griffin they've tore down.
That's a good habit.
He's got books in there. He can show you the old Dr. house and everything here in Griffin, all old houses.
Well, when I have time, I'm going to look at them. Do you have any hobbies that you do other than your garden and canning?
Puzzle.
Do you like crossword puzzles?
Yeah,
I'm going to bring you some. My girls and I put them together. We put one together during Christmas, about 500 pieces. I bet we got four or five, and they're tired out of them. I bet you'd like them.
Well, I got...
When they've done them once, you know, or twice, then that's enough.
I tell you.
Have you ever done any of these round ones?
My son up down in Birmingham, I don't know how many, he's got. Now you see, there's one down yonder in the end of that room.
See that hanging up on the wall
mm-hmm.
there?
And
Jesus
bless
mm-hmm.
That's
poison.
Mm-hmm. My son said he's going to bring me a frame for you.
Uh-huh.
And he's got three or four that I put together as big as that one. And he's framed them. He said, Mom, I wouldn't take $500 for my picture.
Going back to the old times, do you ever grow cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever grow cotton? What'd you have to do to it to get the weeds out of it?
Take a hoe and dig them out?
What'd you call it?
Call it hoeing it?
Hoeing cotton.
And shopping.
Chopping?
Yeah.
Well, hoeing and chopping the same thing.
Either one. Some people said one and some said the other. Was there any kind of grass in the cotton fields that you just especially didn't like?
Yes, some Bermuda grass.
I hate Bermuda grass. Do you have any of that old... I know you do, though, because it's all over the place here, and you've made us. Bermuda grass. You got Bermuda grass over here, too, and you got it. It goes everywhere you go. Cotton and corn grew in a...
Well,
plant crops, you call your cows in the pasture, and your crops are in the...
Field.
What kind of fence did you put around the field to keep the cows?
We didn't put nothing around them. We put our cows and things in the pasture.
And what'd you put around your pasture then?
Barbed wire.
Sometimes around gardens and things, do you ever put fences?
Put our wire around our garden unless we had it out in the field out so close to the
cows. If it was a big one out. But sometimes you had to fix it to keep rabbits out and things as much as anything else.
That wouldn't get rabbits out. They can scratch your hole in the lawn.
Well, what are some different kind of fence you've seen?
We always use the shim. Yeah, we've seen rail fence. We put that up for the... lane heaps times for the cows to come up from the pasture.
Yeah, rails, just keep them in. And sometimes people decorate the yard really with a fence, you know, that it's
picket
fence, and I think that was more for looks than anything else, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, and then another thing, kept the little fellows in the yard.
Well, I wouldn't have thought about that. That's right.
He kept the little fellows in
the yard. Kept the children from getting out and running away. What did they use to fasten the fence to?
Well,
a post.
Back when you had chickens, you know, you didn't want them to empty all the nest out. Did you ever put anything in the nest after you got the eggs out to fool the hens?
Yeah, you put a glass egg in that.
And put you in the nest?
No.
China doorknobs or a glass egg. What did you call that when you put it back in there? The one you put back, the one you fooled them with. Did you
nest egg?
Nest egg, right.